the practicality of kingdom authority. And please listen to this tonight, because it networks with what God wants to do in 2024 in you and through you. There is a specific purpose in 2024 that God has called you into. And if you receive this word into your heart and you take into purpose what he's asking you to do through this message, this teaching, and through this prophecy, you will encounter God in 2024 in a way that you've not encountered him before. And I can tell you right now, even as I'm speaking and I'm spitting, my God, help me, I'm excited for what God has to do. All right? Somebody say practicality. Practicality means to be able to to be done, to put into practical successfully, into practice successfully, excuse me. And so what is realistic, what is possible, what is reasonable, what is sensible, founded on thus saith the Lord, and verily, verily, I say unto you. And in the practicality of kingdom authority, we come to understand that when we put God's word into effect, what man says impossible, God will make possible. I said, what man says impossible for man to do, God will make possible when kingdom authority is put into place. So the practicability of kingdom authority in this verse. Let's go to the screen, guys. In Matthew 6, verses 9 through 14, we see the Lord's Prayer. And we want to take you through this, break it down in a sense to get a deeper understanding. Not that you don't know it, but to give a deeper understanding. Because as we were going through this, the Holy Spirit was downloading and preparing this word for tonight. Amen? So Jesus talking to his disciples, and they said, Lord, how do we pray? How should we pray? And he says, this is how you should pray. And in the opening, you hear Jesus say to the disciples, pray in this manner, our Father. So what is Jesus saying? He's including himself along with his disciples in a relationship with them and with Abba himself. He's saying, our Father. He's acknowledging his Father with his disciples of being the same. Our Father in heaven, hallowed. Hallowed means holy, sacred, consecrated. Somebody say consecrated. Consecrated. Okay, I know there's more than two people in here. Somebody say consecrated. Consecrated. Sanctified and blessed. It says, be your name. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. And so we see this. As it's related to our lives as believers, that every believer's responsibility to pray this prayer. Verse 10, your kingdom come. Hear this, please. And we're not going to go in a whole teaching, go out into that avenue. It says, your kingdom come, God's kingdom, not another kingdom. Are you with me here? Not a kingdom of darkness, God's kingdom. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The practicality of kingdom authority, saints, the decree, the order, the command, the mandate, the enactment spoken from a believer's mouth. Verse 11, give us today our daily bread. This should be a daily decree. Coming out of the believer's mouth, not unto man, but unto Abba himself. And forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver. A powerful word from Apostle Dave yesterday. Deliver us from the evil one. The prophecy came forth yesterday. No evil will come upon you, upon your children, your children's children. In issue 2024. Can you receive that? Listen to what the apostle gave yesterday in Sunday's service. No evil will proceed against a believer's life in 2024. And here's the key to deliverance in the life of every believer. This is kingdom authority applied. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sin, your Father will not forgive your sins. So, Father, we ask you now. We come into alignment, the prayer of this prayer given to us through the life of your Son. And we ask you tonight, give us this day our daily bread, our spiritual manna, that we would be fed. That spiritual manna would strengthen our spirit man, the Spirit of God that abides in us. So as we step into this year 2024 and we encounter you in all of your holiness and all your righteousness, as we encounter you, Holy Spirit, in the acts that you're asking us to act on, and Father, the words that you're asking us to speak on, that we would encounter you in a way we've never encountered you before in this year 2024. And all of God's people say, amen, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, we had a little episode last Monday here. It was very exciting. How many were here? The latter part of the service, right? And I know some people that were here, they're not here tonight. I pray you come back because it was just, it was what it was. Reality of how things function in the earth. Amen? All right. Let's move on this. The practicability of kingdom authority is given to the life of every believer on the day of their confession of Jesus as Savior and Lord. And so I'm going to sound like a parrot tonight. Kingdom authority, kingdom authority. So just set yourselves for that, all right? Kingdom authority is the God, watch this, parabukasa. Kingdom authority is the God-given mandate of Christians to exercise control over the world in the name of Jesus and under his oversight or under his supervision. The Bible says, for whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. Well, we know his word, amen, is born of God. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. 1 John 5:4. Beloved, hear this tonight. Those of you born again from above by the Holy Spirit himself, God has given you his power and his authority to be used for his purposes. To reveal his kingdom operating in the earth, to minister into the lives of humanity. To everyone who has an ear to hear, please hear this tonight. Please join us tonight, those of you that are online. This is the practicability of kingdom authority. Your divine authorized right. A God-given right and responsibility delegated, assigned, entrusted to every believer to act on God's behalf in spiritual ruling over his creation under the lordship of Jesus Christ himself. Are you ready for this? Come on, tonight we're going to get a 5-course meal and set on the other side a nice dessert. Saints, you are God's creation. Oh, Father, I pray we get this. Holy Spirit, enlighten us tonight. Saints, you are God's creation. How can you say that, Brother Michael? Because it is written in Genesis 1:27, created in God's image. Brother Michael, how can you say this? Because it is written in 1 Thessalonians 1:4, you've been chosen by God himself to be a son or a daughter. Colossians 3:12, 1 Thessalonians 1:4. You are God's creation, saints, to live with the practicability of kingdom authority operating in you and through you. Matthew 16:19. And we tell you time and time again, we will not bring forth a message here, a release of prophecy, unless it is supported or backed up by the word of God. Amen. You are God's creation, fulfilling the great commission to kingdom authority, Matthew 28:16. So why the directive to the practicability of kingdom authority? Let's hear it from Abba's heart tonight, not from Brother Michael. This is from Abba's heart tonight, come into alignment with the word of knowledge that was given a few minutes ago to Sister Megan. To you, my beloved, my earnest, you have given me your hearts and surrender to the lordship of my beloved Jesus. You who are committed to reveal my kingdom in the earth to the lives of humanity, step into this new year with a new opportunity and allow me, the great I am, to walk you through this year with your hand in my hand, leading you forward in the path that I, the King of Kings, have set in front of you. As you do, you will witness the unlimited power of kingdom authority operating in you and through you to set captives free. During this year, my kingdom authority given to you will proceed. It will set in motion, ignite, arouse, trigger an action in you to advance with this authority of mine. It will be the unction, the anointing of the Holy Spirit himself, his very intention to lead you by truth with accuracy, gaining territories, possessing lands that intended to reveal my kingdom operating in the earth. By that same intention, my Shekinah glory will appear, and the kavod, the weight of my glory, will rest upon you. This will be the confirmation, the witness to the promise of my word, as I, the Lord of hosts, will take you from glory to glory, even by my spirit, to advance with kingdom with kingdom authority. You must abide with me during those sessions of intimacy, through consecrations, with prayer and fastings, to be alone with me in that quiet place, in the stillness of my presence where there are no distractions. As you do, the gentleness, oh my God, he's here. I see Holy Spirit in the atmosphere right now, in this place. As you do, the gentleness of my voice will be heard with clarity, giving you understanding on how to proceed, taking you line upon line, precept, principles, commands, decrees upon decrees each day, more and more to advance with kingdom authority. This prophetic release will not return to me empty or void. It will accomplish, fulfill in you its purpose with intentions to what I send it to do. In you and through you, says the Spirit of Truth. These prophetic words for 2024 are simply the prelude of what God is wanting to take you or take us into 2024. It is simply the introduction, a preparation to build you up in your most holy faith. So when Abba says, do this, you do this. When Abba asks you to speak this word into the life of somebody, you'll simply speak the word without hesitation. And I give this out to you today because and we're not criticizing any ministry, any church, any pastor, anyone who operates by the Spirit of God. Please don't let the enemy get into your mind on this. I'm bringing this to you today because it came as a download, as a personal word from Abba to me today. And it's what I need to take into account as an apostle over this house, the responsibility. And I take this seriously. And here's the note. When I witness something of repetition, the action of repeating something that has already been said or written about a cause and effect, then I have to question the motivation behind it? Is it Holy Spirit? Amen. Or is it Michael? Continually, the Word of God must be without question. And God says in His Word that His Word alone, the words He speaks will not return void to Him, but they will accomplish what He sent that Word to do. And so when we are here on Monday nights, when we're here on Sunday afternoons, and the Spirit of God is moving upon us, we come into this place of accountability as leadership in this ministry to release what God is asking us to release. Every one of you who are here or who have been here before, you've heard the prophetic words of Abba speaking to you through the lips of clay. God's been very precise. And we understand the gift of prophecy is to edify, to build up, and to comfort. But there's also times when a prophetic word comes as a warning or an indication telling you what's going behind the scenes, the things that you don't see in the spiritual realm. That when that word comes forth, you're able to step into that moment and release that thing into the hands of Abba himself so he can validate his word into your life. So here's my question. This is what I put before the Lord. Here's my question to Abba. Am I, Michael, not utilizing, applying the word God with its practicality of authority? Practicability of authority? Is there an area in my life that has become a block for the fullness? Somebody hear this. For the fullness of God to complete what he desires to be done to advance his kingdom in the earth. So to receive an answer to these questions, I, Michael, I need to do what God is instructing me to do in these final hours. And I got this so clear today. In these final hours before Jesus returns for his bride. And saints, he's a-coming. Amen. Can we prophesy? He's a-coming. Jesus is a-coming for his bride. A bride that he will prepare to be a bride without spot or wrinkle. Amen. Will somebody agree? Hallelujah. So hear this. This is what God was speaking to me today. And I've read the scriptures before, but today I got an extra download, a little sprinkle of anointing upon this. So what does God... This was the answer to my question. What do I need to do, what God is instructing me to do in these final hours? And that is to love the Lord. To love the Lord Jesus. To love the Lord Jesus. With all my heart and with all my soul and with all my mind based on Matthew 22:37. But first and most importantly, seek, aim at, strive after his kingdom and his righteousness. Hear this, saints. His way of doing and being done right, the attitude and the character of God and God's promise to me and to you through this word is that all these things shall be given to you also, according to Matthew 6:33. So when we love the Lord Jesus with all our heart, with all our mind and all our soul, the righteousness of God will find its way into our lives to position us to seek him out in all manners in doing what he's asking us to do for his kingdom in the earth. Amen? Oh, don't get serious on me tonight. Beloved of God, here, the repeated reminders from Abba himself, the echo of his prophetic words is to get into that quiet place with him. And as you do, seek, inquire, ask of him. It's in that place Holy Spirit will teach you how to love the Lord Jesus with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. What is if there are any hindrances that are preventing you from advancing his kingdom in the earth? You'll find it. Come on, somebody. You'll find it when you love the Lord Jesus. Come on, with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. He'll reveal it to you. That's his promise. Shuviki. Siki. That song, Breakthrough, come on, it's here right now. That song of breakthrough, it's here right now in this house, ready to apply itself to your lives. And then in this place, wait there until you know the release has been given to leave that quiet place. And then go about Abba's business with your love towards Jesus, revealing his kingdom in the earth. There's this sudden move of the Holy Spirit when we separate ourselves before God, when we get into that prayer closet and begin to pray, and we don't know how we ought to pray, but the Spirit of God will move upon us. Romans 8:26. That when we do not know how to pray, the Holy Spirit will make intercession through us. But it's in those moments when we don't know how to pray, as we're praying, the tenderness of the Holy Spirit will begin to cause you to pray and give you insight of what it means to live kingdom life and with kingdom purpose, to seek God out in all manners and for all things. And it's in that place, once you get there, you stay there until you know there's that quickening, that unction of the Holy Spirit in you, releasing you, that your time is done for that moment. Your prayer time is ended for that session. And then you go about your Father's business. Wait there until you know the release has been given. Amen? And the practicability of kingdom authority operating you and through you is founded on the prophetic decrees Jesus gave to his disciples. Let's go to the screen, gentlemen. We'll be reading from the Amplified in Matthew 6:19. Listen to what Jesus is saying here. This approach or the use of kingdom authority and the practicability of what it offers. Jesus says, I will give you the keys, the authority. Somebody say authority. Oh, come on, say it like you mean it. Authority. I will give you the keys, the authority of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you shall bind, forbid, declare to be improper and unlawful on earth will have already been bound, restrained, put in check, forbidden, prohibited in heaven. And whatever you loose or permit, declare lawful, legal, an uncriminal on the earth will have already been loosed, detached in heaven. With the spirit of understanding and knowledge hovering here in this service tonight, hear this. Hear this. With the use of kingdom authority, understand, torment is unlawful, illegal, and criminal. Abuse is unlawful, illegal, and criminal. Disease is unlawful, illegal, and criminal. Sickness is unlawful, illegal, and criminal. Is somebody here? Infirmities are unlawful, illegal, and criminal. Premature death is unlawful, illegal, and criminal. Everything that is contrary to the word of God is unlawful, illegal, and criminal. Makatariyada. What are those things? Read it in Romans, the first chapter. It's all listed in there, saints. And we pray to prophesy in this house tonight. Somebody here tonight or and online, somebody is going to be set free through kingdom authority in Jesus' mighty name. In the life of Abraham, the deliverance of Isaac from a premature death, Genesis 22, that was faith in action. The practicability of kingdom authority, the supernatural gift of faith applied. In the life of Elijah, calling down fire to consume the altars of the false god Baal. Kings 18:38. The practicability of kingdom authority, the supernatural gift of faith applied. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego with the practicability of kingdom authority, the supernatural gift of faith applied. God's kingdom authority, it defied, it refused those flames to consume them in Daniel chapter 3. John the Baptist, when crying in the wilderness, he says, I am the voice of the one shouting in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord. As the prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah 40, verse 3. So who created John the Baptist? Who imparted the practicability of kingdom authority in the life of John? It was the triune of Abba Father, Jesus, his Son, and Holy Spirit. Shikovas, Siddika. I need 3 volunteers. Come on up. All right, 3 guys. Perfect. Come on in. Come on over here. I'm going to stand away. I need you to stand right about here. Dennis, right here. Right here. Amen. So when God was giving this download and getting this understanding of kingdom authority, God was showing me this. Oh, let me do it. Today you get to be Abba. You get to be the example of Abba. You represent Abba. All right? You get to represent Jesus. And you get to represent the Holy Spirit. All right. Watch this, saints. So when this word was coming, and I was at my PC hitting that keyboard, all of a sudden by vision I saw this, and God's telling me to tell you, look at this as an example. So when you approach the use of the practicability of kingdom authority, don't look at the word of God from behind him. Now, hear this. I pray that you get this understanding. Because what's behind them, we would think, oh, it's the past. So what God has asked you to do today in this year 2024, as you step into this kingdom authority, to look at them in front of them. As this kingdom authority is now to be applied in the present. Not just in the past, but in the present, but also in the future. The practicalities of kingdom authority to be applied in every area of your life, beginning in this year 2024. You understand that? Get that? Amen. Thank you, guys. Thank you. I didn't get an amen, so whatever. Amen. Whatever. Just saying. A few more examples here, and then we're going to call you up here to get prayed for. Gabriel, the archangel. The angel replied and said to Mary, I am Gabriel. I stand and minister in the very presence of God. And I have been sent by him to speak to you and to bring you this good news. Mary, you will conceive in your belly a child by the Holy Ghost. And he will be the Savior of this world. Luke 1. Can I hear an echo in the sanctuary tonight? Please repeat after me. The practicability of kingdom authority, the supernatural gift of faith applied in my life today and tomorrow to be completely effective. That is, I release kingdom authority. I will witness the power of that authority operating in me and through me in 2024. Now, if you believe that, give a shout. to the screen, my brothers in the faith. Luke 10:19. Jesus says, listen carefully. I have given you authority. Somebody say authority.
Authority.
That you now possess to do what? To tread, to crush, trample on serpents and scorpions. And we know the Word of God describes those not only as demonic spirits. And the ability to exercise authority over all the power of the enemy, Satan. And nothing in any way will harm you. Standing on the promises of God, saints, the blessings, the provisions for health, a sound mind, and financial increase. And I understand this. Hear me tonight. I understand this, and I receive it for me, for my wife, for my household, and I receive it also for each one of you as one of God's beloved. To you, God's beloved, without the practicability of kingdom authority put into action, how can God move on your behalf?
Right.
You come to church and you sit in the front row and God gives a word to you and you sit there and you kind of twiddle your thumbs and think, oh yeah, that's a good word. And then you go home and you wait for the next service. But I'm telling you, prophetically releasing this, this is that year. This is that year God's intend for you to step into this position and operate with this kingdom authority in you and through you. And you just take insight to go past. See, it's like Megan was saying, it's first got to begin here in Jerusalem. Come on. Here in Jerusalem. In you, in your home, towards your spouses, your children, your grandchildren, your friends, your families, your relatives, and then to the outer parts. But it's first got to begin in you. Shikibaka. See, I'm kind of a humor here. I'm all ready to step up to the plate at a baseball field here with a bat in my hand. And when that ball is thrown at me, the use of kingdom authority is thrown, I'm going to hit a grand slam. I'm expecting that in 2024. In the life of the 120 in the upper room. So remember what we were talking about just earlier, brought the guys up here, standing back here. These are words that we read here that are in the past. But God wants you to see the potential that you have to use it in the present, to use it in the future, the kingdom authority of God. For now. That it be a now thing, a now moment. In the life of the 120 in the upper room, a decree released by Jesus himself, King James Version, Acts 1:4. And being assembled with them, commanding them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait. Somebody say, but wait. For the promise of the Father, which said he, you have heard of me. Acts 1:4. Acting. You heard the prophetic songs here tonight. Acting on the practicability of kingdom authority from the words Jesus spoke, the 120 who waited in the upper room became infused with power and authority from on high. And in that moment, the evidence of the supernatural gift of glossalia explodes with an eruption, the outbreak of speaking in tongues as heavenly languages. Its result, kingdom authority put into action with God's promise coming to pass. Saints, in this year 2024, what will be your witness to humanity when you put into action by faith the practicability of kingdom authority? Will you decree a thing that it would be established for you and established for you and through you? In this year 2024, will you expand the kingdom of God using the practicabilities of kingdom authority to what? To die to self? Allowing Holy Spirit to work in you and through you? To anoint you to preach? to anoint you to bind up the broken heart, amen, to anoint you to proclaim a decree of liberty to set captives free, to anoint you to open up every prison door and to loose those who are bound. To anoint you. Come on. To comfort all who mourn. Tonight we speak as to prophesy. This year, 2024, is a year predetermined by Yahweh to release into the life of every believer, to anoint and to activate the practicability of kingdom authority in their lives, to produce the evidence of God's love towards them and humanity. Don't allow, here we give it to you, don't allow the activities of the world to deceive you to what God has called you to do. Get your eyes off the circumstances in the earth and in your lives that are flooding the minds of humanity with fear, doubt, unbelief, deception, and confusion. Yes, they are a reality, but do not let that reality paralyze you from doing what God is asking you to do for his kingdom in the earth. My God, there's an anointing here tonight. Breakthrough, a breaking anointing, a breakthrough, right here, right now. Those of you joining us online, step into this with us tonight. And I see how the Holy Spirit's going to roll here. Your breakthrough is here. Tonight, an introduction to one of many breakthroughs in 2024 is here for you tonight. My brothers and sisters in the faith, get and keep your eyes on Jesus, who is and will always be the author, the originator, the finisher of your faith. Ask Jesus to expand, to enlarge your faith in God, expecting him, the great I am, to activate this incredible practicability of kingdom authority. Come on, ask him to operate in you and through you, to meet your every need, the needs of your spouse, your children, their children, your siblings, your parents, and your grandparents. But ask God to expand it, and he'll do it. Do not allow the enemy to persuade you with an attack of doubt or unbelief. Don't allow him to undermine you from pursuing this high call of God upon your lives. Allow God. Come on. Give him permission to expand the borders of your ministry with the use of God's practicabilities of kingdom authority for you, in you, and through you. In the name of Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living God. This word released tonight, now active in the spiritual realm. All you got to do is pull it down. All you got to do is pull it down from the throne room of glory with an expectancy and a determination that this word is for you tonight. Those of you online as well. This word is for you tonight to carry you through 2024. With the expectancy that God is going to do everything he said he would do in you and through you. Come on. The practicabilities of kingdom authority. Do you be applied in every circumstance and every situation? So what do I do, Brother Michael? Well, this is what I would recommend. What does the Word of God say? What are the promises to you What are the promises to you as his sons and daughters through his word? And then as you seek those out, attend to the fact that the Holy Spirit says he will do this through you when you act upon it. What's ringing in the atmosphere right now is God's authority. Not only is it in the Arabas, Santurabaka, not only is it in the atmosphere, but it has been imparted in every one of you who are born again. Amen. It's in you. that authority is in you.